Hunters packed up their guns and gear and headed out Tuesday, the first day of moose hunting season, hoping for a big bull to fill the freezer. The Haines area, also known as Game Management Unit 1D, allows Tier 2 permit hunting for moose. Tier 2 permits are used to engage in subsistence hunts when permits cannot be provided to all eligible residents. Applications are scored based on income, years lived in the area, and other factors to determine eligibility. Each year, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game issues about 250 permits in the Haines area. Hunters can apply for next year's permit from November 1st through mid-December this year. Of the permits issued, about 170 people actually hunted last year, according to Fish and Game. Hunters are required to turn in their reports regardless if they hunt or not. Area management biologist Stephanie Sell spoke to hunters last week at a meeting hosted by Fish and Game. The gathering focused on legal antler configurations. But Sell says Haines hunters are usually the good guys when it comes to taking legal moose.
I never really have a concern when it comes to Haines. When you start get into southern southeast Alaska, that's when you start getting to the weirder and the weirder antler configurations. Haines is one of those areas where you do have a lot of influence from the interior and from Canada as well. So you have a couple different subspecies of moose happening here. So you do get those three brow tiners and you do get those larger bulls. Are they going to be huge like you would see in Fairbanks, like 7 inches wide? Probably not, but we had a 62 and a quarter taken about 2 or 3 years ago now.
The goal of the talk, she says, was to inform hunters about antler restrictions to avoid any non-legal moose being harvested. In Game Unit 1D, spike forks, three brow tine, and 50-inch racks are legal. The idea behind the antler-restricted hunts is to preserve the prime breeding bulls while allowing hunters to take younger or older males.
I think the main point is just to make sure that people take the time to watch the bull. That's what this harvest is about. I know that I've heard a lot of different stories from hunters and they're all super excited on how close they have to get in. They're like, oh God, you know, I saw this one bull. Chances are somebody down the road saw the same thing, like comparing notes in a coffee shop. So it's always super fun and just the buzz of moose season. And Haines is just something I really enjoy and I'm going to miss it a lot.
Sell recently took over as the Fish and Game Area Wildlife Biologist for Northern Southeast Alaska, with Carl Koch stepping in as the Assistant Area Biologist in Haines and Skagway. At the meeting last week, the common thread throughout the discussion was, if in doubt, don't shoot.
We don't want to take stuff like this away from people, but 50 is 50. So we will try to measure it, but I can't stretch antlers to make them longer, so...
Hunters and interested parties can get updates on the harvest at the Fish and Game office on the Haines Highway. The moose population in Haines fluctuates from year to year, with upwards of 700 or so hanging around in the 1960s. These days, Sell estimates between 250 and 300 moose in the Chilkat Valley. Last season, 20 legal and 2 sublegal moose were harvested. Earlier this month, the Alaska State Troopers put out a statement reminding hunters to report any sublegal moose. Troopers acknowledge that mistakes happen, but when a sublegal moose is shot, the hunter may be subject to criminal penalties. However, the penalty is reduced if the hunter self-reports. In most situations, Alaska State Troopers will recommend that fines be consistent with self-reporting cases in other areas of the state, and the illegal take be resolved as a violation instead of a criminal offense. Troopers say in the last 2 years, the most prevalent cases are sublegal antlers and horns, as well as waste cases. They say it will always be worse for the hunter if they leave the animal to waste. If hunters are caught and convicted of wasting a big game animal, the mandatory minimum fine is $2,500 and 7 days in jail. Additionally, hunters typically lose their equipment, such as rifles, ATVs, boats, and airplanes used in the hunt. Salvaged meat, hide, antlers, or horns will be seized, as according to Alaska law. Animals taken unlawfully are the property of the state. The meat is usually donated to a charitable organization but may be kept as evidence. Hide, horns, or antlers will be retained by the troopers. The moose hunting season in Game Management Unit 1D began on Tuesday and goes until October 7th. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.